Welcome to another edition of Always Right with Rochelle, the Right Now Coach. Today I'm delighted to be talking with Stephanie Barco, a literary publicist and writer. Barco's own writing has been published in many venues, including Hill Country, The Hill Country Sun, The Animal Companion, True Words from Real Women, Story Circle Journal, and Scribe. Stephanie's clients include authors under contract with traditional publishers, emerging authors, independently published writers, and publishers. Welcome, Stephanie.
Hi, it's nice to be here, Rochelle.
It's great to have you. Well, let's start out by just finding out what a literary publicist does. Can you kind of clue us in?
Yes, a literary publicist helps get the word out about a new book. New books come out, at the rate of about 250,000 a year, and it's very difficult for any one particular title to make it to the top of the heap. It is the job of the literary publicist to make that happen.
So now, one of the things I've always wondered is, why don't publishing houses do this? Or do they do it, or don't they do it as much anymore? How does that work?
Well, because of the cost-reduced model in the industry now, especially in traditionally published venues for authors that are in, say, a major New York house, because of the budget constraints, it's very difficult to get a decent publishing contract that has enough publicity in it
Wow.
to really make your book soar. And so what is commonly done now is to hire an independent publicist or someone on the outside who assists the main publicist on the book. So even if you're traditionally published, it's a good thing now to have extra help on your publicity campaign.
Okay. So when in the writing process should an author look for a publicist?
Ideally, you would begin to work with a publicist 90 to 120 days prior to your release date.
Okay. So that means a person either needs to be under contract with a traditional publisher or kind of in some sort of self-publishing arena where they're preparing for the publication release of their self-published book.
Yes, could be also a small press, a university press.
Okay. So tell me how you got started working as a literary publicist. How does, you don't really go to college for it, so how do you get from...
Well, actually, I do have a degree in marketing with a concentration in high tech.
Well, there you go.
Which helps a lot in today's market because so much of book publicity is done online. But actually, I was invited into the industry by a longtime freelance editor who started sending me her clients.
Wow. And then you just kind of built a business from there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now I get people from all over.
Okay. So what kind of a criteria should an author have when they're searching for a publicist? Should they just say, my brother's unemployed friend Stuart used to be in marketing, so maybe he could do it for free? Or, what kind of qualifications would an author look for?
If I were an author looking for a publicist for a book right now, what I would do is I would research maybe 5 or 10 people. That
okay.
seems like a lot, but when you're dealing with resumes on the Internet, you have to be extra careful because there's no way to verify it unless you really do your cross-checks and due
uh-huh.
diligence.
And what kind of things would we look for?
Well, you would look for a track record in your genre. That would be useful. You also want someone who understands your publishing track. So if you're traditionally published, maybe you want to work with an independent publicist who's worked with the house that you're using.
Okay.
Or usually if you have a publisher, a small press or a large press, they will know of someone or at least they'll be able to tell you where they think it would be a good place for you to look. But I would vet several people together. I would check references and talk to clients of these publicists and see how their experience was working with this person.
That's really helpful. So and then what is your selection process for choosing clients? Because maybe you can't work with all the people that come to you.
I don't. Actually, I'm very selective. The way I work is a lot more like an agent
uh-huh.
than a publicist in that I select my clients. About 6 to 10% of those who apply every year I accept. And first of all, I narrow by genre. I only accept adult and young adult nonfiction, and historical fiction.
Ah.
And then I never take more than 6 clients at a time because I like to really pay attention
yeah.
to each person. So I spend time with each person. It's a very custom service. Everything I do is custom. There's really no boilerplate here.
Okay.
Everything is specific to the author and the material.
Okay.
I also look for just some basic things that I have to have. I will not work with someone who does not work on the Internet. They need to at least have email capability.
Uh-huh.
And I require that every author put up a website. I would prefer that they have both a website and a blog. Their material has to be professionally edited. And I'd like to see a subject that is either fresh or is done with a fresh slant.
Okay.
And then the other thing is, and I know this may seem obvious, but it's very useful when I can work with someone who is open to my suggestions. I've had people pay thousands of dollars to me, and in the end, we do what they wanted to do in the beginning. Now, that doesn't happen very often, but some people just, I guess they just want to get a whole lot of opinions and then go with what they want to do on their own anyway. But I do appreciate people who are open to my experience and advice.
Yeah. So it's kind of a waste of their money if they don't follow your advice, isn't it?
I feel that it is. Maybe to them it's not because they get to see all sides. You know,
yeah.
Some people are like that. They like to look at every aspect of an issue. But I think it's mutually beneficial. And I learn from my clients all the time too. I just think that it's good if they will follow my guidance. 99% of them do.
So what kind of an author benefits from having a literary publicist?
Well, it varies. I think any publishing track can really benefit from a publicist. Primarily, the people that I see who regret not having a publicist are those who are self-published. And frequently what they'll do is they'll publish their book and then realize it's not going anywhere and then hire a publicist. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but they're way behind the curve because you have to realize that, for instance, the library market. If you want to capture library buyers, you need to start 4 months ahead of time. And there's only certain places that those buyers look to buy books. And in order to get in that track, you have to submit, and then you have to hope to be chosen and reviewed. And it's quite involved. So it's best if you start early.
Ah, got it. So what are some key elements that you think a book has to possess to be marketable?
There are so many.
Yeah.
But the first thing I would say is that the content has to be solid, and by that I mean the book must be professionally edited. I like to see a book edited twice by 2 different editors that are maybe doing 2 different kinds of editing, or maybe even 3 editors. That wouldn't be too many in my book. The other mistake I see a lot that's made by authors is that their cover has something substandard about it. It needs to be professionally designed. I always recommend a book designer, not a graphic designer, but an award-winning book designer. If you can find somebody who has a track record for making books sell by their designs, that's the person you want to hire. They may be a little bit more expensive, but I really think you're paid back by the way that your book's going to perform in the market.
So basically the 2 things are that you want good, solid content and a great cover.
You do. You want a good front and back cover, and that's why I like to get involved in a book 4 months out, because usually if you're 4 months out from a release date, I can still influence the back cover.
Mm.
And there's just several things that should be there that, especially when someone's publishing their own material, they just don't think to do it, like endorsements and pre-pub reviews.
So what are some of the trends in book marketing today?
I would say the 2 major trends right now, the hot trends, are trailers and virtual tours. Video is just exploding. Wow. If you think about how much better a movie does, or how many more people see film than they do read the book, that'll tell you right now why book trailers are doing so well. And there's so many different venues that you can send a YouTube or a book trailer. They're inexpensive to do. And the other thing that I really like about book trailers is that they capture a younger audience.
Mm.
So especially if you're doing something that is geared to a younger audience, or YA, young adult material, you would want to do something in that video or multimedia type medium. The other thing that's really hot today are virtual tours. And virtual tours take your book through the internet in a very specific way, so that over a compacted amount of time, say 30 to 45 days, your book is going through maybe 12 to 15 sites, like websites, blogs, and places on the internet where they can be viewed. And you have original content on each of the stops.
Wow.
This is something, it takes a little doing to do. You would want to hire someone like me to do that for you. But it does it especially a good job in making your title and your name show up on an internet search, on a search engine search.
So let's go back to trailers a little bit. I have to confess that I've heard about them, but I've never seen them. So let's say I want to kind of sample trailers. Where do I find them?
You would just go to book trailers on the internet. You could Google book trailers, and you would find any number of providers. I recommend that you keep your trailer really short.
Uh-huh.
The shorter it is, I think the better off you are in terms of capturing an audience. The longer it is, the more people are likely to click it off or go to another site, because attention spans are so short. So I recommend a really short one. And then if you want to keep your expenses down, you can do one based on your cover design.
Hmm. And so where do authors then post the book trailers to generate buzz?
There are a lot of places on the internet. There are at least 12 to 15 that I can think of, and I'd be happy to provide a list to your listeners who have trailers or video medium to put out there, where you can get on. YouTube being the most commonly known.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love the list, because I think it's an interesting resource. I'd read about this in Poets and Writers magazine and was just kind of intrigued by the whole idea of watching a movie to get to a book.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. And there's the way that I like to do them is a way that makes it more book-focused. Like if you put actors and voiceovers in it, to me it makes it more like a movie.
Yeah.
But if you keep it more words and images, to me that's more like a book. And it also keeps your expenses down if you keep it to those elements.
That's fascinating. So what does a full book marketing campaign cost?
It depends on what you want to do. You can go anywhere from a little less than, say, $5,000 all the way up to $20,000. And most book marketing, full book marketing campaigns run closer to between $5,000 and $10,000. If you want to do advertising and a lot of extra things, then you would go between $10,000 and $20,000.
Hmm.
Some authors just really have a huge budget and they want to make a big splash, or they want to get into a big commercial market where you have multiple buys or bulk buys on the book. That's different, and you would want to do a certain amount of advertising for a book like that.
So how does a person make a decision on whether or not to kind of try to do it on their own or to hire a publicist?
I think someone who is marketing to schools, and an author who is good in front of an audience and has a canned presentation that they can do, or a performance piece that they do that brings readers to their book or makes people buy their book. I think those kind of people are really good at marketing a book on their own. But that's only one way to market your book. There are so many other ways that you could capture audience, even if you did a lot of work in person, because there's this whole world online that you could be capturing as well. Or you could also be backing up what you're doing in person online, or facilitating your buys online.
Wow. So what are some tips that you can give readers about how to work with a book publicist? Like what do writers do to make your job easy?
They have some material for me to start with.
Okay.
Sometimes an author won't have even a bio. They won't have their CV or their resume converted into a short bio. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very useful if when someone asks for the synopsis and your bio, you can produce that.
Yeah.
That to me is very basic. If you can't write down yourself in a short paragraph what your book's about and who you are and how you come to the page in a paragraph or so, then to me you're not a professional writer. You need to be able to provide that. And you also need to have a 300 DPI headshot and front cover of your book, because those are just basic items that you need for any publicist, even if you're going to do it yourself. You've got to have those elements yourself.
Wow, that's really helpful. Do you have a final tip you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, I think authers should hire two professionals if they're going to write their own book, whether they have a big publisher or a small publisher or whether they're publishing it themselves. They need to hire a professional editor with a track record in their genre, someone who knows something about their material. And I also think they need to hire a publicist, because I think it's very important in what happens to your book. Anybody can write a book, but in order for the book to sell, you know, unless you're just going to give it to family members and give it as a gift, then you want it to sell so that you can recoup the expense of publishing the book. And to do that, it really takes professional help. It's an industry, and you don't learn it in 6 months or a year. It takes a while to find out who to contact, who's reputable, and how to navigate that stream.
Wow. Stephanie, this has been so interesting. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Rochelle.
This has been another edition of Always Write with Rochelle, the Write Now Coach. You can find a link to Stephanie's website at my website, writenowcoach.com. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to always write.